You reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Jason. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay. Have you previously called us today for roadside service?
Yes.
Okay. What's that phone number?
717-601-9949.
Okay. That first and last name?
Angel Lane.
Okay. Got the member ID number, please?
It's 00213033256.
Stop saying that.
Okay, what's the address on the address on the policy?
2005 North First Street, Harrisburg, PA 17102.
What vehicle is in need of service?
2006 Dodge Caravan.
What color is it?
It's like, I guess, greenish blue. I'm not sure what color they say it is. Some people say it's green. Some people say it's green.
All right, what's the problem with the vehicle?
I caught a flat, like my tire bust.
Okay, which tire is flat?
The driver's side, front side. That's
okay. So you need a tire change, correct?
I don't have a tire, though.
You don't have a spare tire?
No.
So you need a tow?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so just a few questions here. Is the vehicle a four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicle?
Four-wheel.
Four-wheel drive. Okay. Will it shift out of park into neutral?
Yes, it does all of that. I just caught a flat.
Okay. Just ask some questions here. Okay. And will you be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Would I be here?
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit there. What was that?
You asked me, will I be here when the towing people come?
Yes.
Do I have to be here? Hopefully I'm at the house. Because I'm
yeah.
on the road, like, and I have my kids. Like, do I have to stay here on the road with them?
Okay, yeah, I got real muffled just then. But, yes, you would have to be with the preferably you would have to be with the vehicle when the provider arrives. Otherwise, you could leave the key with the vehicle and agree saying that we or the provider are not responsible for the vehicle should anything happen before they get there.
You could have to write that down.
No, you have to agree, stating that we or the provider are not responsible for anything that would happen to the vehicle before they get there.
Okay,
so did you want to go ahead with that?
Yeah.
Okay, where would the keys be in the vehicle?
They're going to be in the ignition.
Keys in the ignition.
Yes.
Okay, just confirming that callback number, 717-601-9949.
Yes.
Okay, what address is it going, or what address is it located right now?
I don't know. I'm on the highway. It says I was about to get off at exit 72A.
Exit 72A?
No, that's not where it's at. That's what the sign say in front of me.
Okay, that's what I was making sure. You said exit 72A, right?
Yeah, I was about to get off at this exit up here, but I caught a flat.
Okay, what are you on? What road are you on?
I'm on a highway road.
Are you on interstate? You're on the highway? What number?
Sir, I don't know. Like, do you need me to turn on my locations or something? Because they asked me, did I want to use the location and all that, and the first one for them to figure out where my location at, because I don't know. I was going out Lingustown, but okay. It told me to take Front Street, Hazleton, or whatever, and that's the way I was taking. So I'm not sure where, like, what road is this. I just know the signs kept saying, take exit, keep right at the fork on Hazleton something.
Take 72A. What's the city and state?
Harrisburg, PA.
Harrisburg. Exit 72A on the I-81. Does that sound right?
Yes, probably.
Oh my God.
All right. You know if you were going east or west on that road?
Hello?
Yes. Do you know if you were going east or west on that road?
Sir, I don't know.
Not sure? Okay.
No.
I'm just trying to get you pinpointed here, man.
I don't know if it's, I don't know. I know it's, I'm by this brown brick wall. The brick wall is on the other opposite side of the street. No, you can't. No. So this is not the time to play.
Okay, and what was that street address it asked you to get off on?
You said what?
What was the street name it asked you to get off on? Do you recall?
No, I was the GPS kept telling me to get on Hazleton, I guess, out Lingustown. I was on, I guess, that where the signs kept saying Hershey, Carlisle, Hazleton, Front Street way. I don't know. That's all I know. And I was taking that way. I was going to Coons Park. And the way the GPS take you to Coons Park, it told me to take that way. And that's the way I was going. So I'm not sure. Like,
okay, what was the name of that park? You said George Park?
I was going to Coons Park.
C-O-O-N?
K-O-O-N-S. Oh. Coons Park out Lingustown. I was on my way to that park. And I caught a flat. And I know the sign in front of me said, I guess exit 72B and exit 72A is coming up, and that's where I was getting off at.
Okay, so I see Coons Park here. And you said exit 72A sign is in front of you.
Yeah, and it say exit 72B, and then it say exit 72A, I guess, was coming up. I see a blue sign right here in front of me, and it say mile 7-1, and then underneath it, say, there's something.
Chip, just be quiet. Stop touching me. So what? He put him there. That's why nobody's about to have be allowed to bring fucking chips and shit in here. It's always all on my floor. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
What are you trying to find? Like, do you need to talk to the traffic people that's out here? Because it's a lady out here making sure that the towing people come in. But you having a hard time finding where I'm at, and I don't even know where I'm at. That's the whole point of me turning on the ask you to press ones for them to figure out where your locations are.
Okay, so.
And that's what I did.
All right, so from my end, no, we don't have a GPS of exactly where you are.
Excuse me, can you tell the towing people where I'm at? Because he keeps asking me.
What's
Jesse? He keeps asking me what street I'm on.
Oh, is this the one person picking you up?
No, this is the one.
This is roadside
assistance.
Okay,
hi. This is PennDOT Safety Patrol.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They're on 81 North, on the Beltway. That it's 71.5 is their mile marker. It's right before exit 72.
So right before exit 72, about how far off from the exit are they?
Well, 72 is the exit, so they're like maybe half a mile.
Maybe half a mile from that exit?
Yeah, yeah. They're on the right shoulder. Can't mess up.
Okay. And they're going north towards North Mountain Road, right?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's what I need to know. So you said about a
quarter
mile?
Yeah, we're on 81. Yeah, we're still on 81, though.
Okay, vehicle is... quarter mile.
It's a green van.
Exit. Hey. I'm going northbound on 81.
Yes. You still there?
Okay. Yep, still here. I got that marked and located. Just need to know the address that she's going to.
Oh, I'll give it back to you because I just want you.
Yep, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Yes. What's the address
you
that you're going to?
2005 North 4th Street, but it's going to be in the parking lot of my house, lot 64.
2005 North 4th Street, lot 64.
But it's going to be in the parking lot all back up there, yeah.
Okay, kind of the parking lot that's kind of uphill from that.
You said what?
A parking lot's kind of uphill from that building.
No, it's right out back. Like, if they come down Pepper Street, they're going to see the parking lot right out back of my house before they
right
even
down.
Turn to get to the front of my house.
Okay, right there on Pepper Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what I'm looking at. Okay. Who is to be dropped?
Hey, Cam, stop climbing back there.
Okay, in the parking lot behind the apartment. Right there off Prefer.
Prefer.
Yep. Okay, I've got you mapped and located now. Going to reach out to some providers to get someone out to you. Once I find a provider, you'll get a text message with their name, phone number, and ETA, okay?
Okay.
All right, you will continue with an unattended tow, correct?
Huh?
Were you continuing with an unattended tow or no?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
You're going to be with the vehicle when the provider gets there or no?
Probably not. I don't know.
Probably not. Okay. So, yeah, if you're not there with the vehicle, when the provider gets there, you said you would leave the keys in the ignition?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you're not there with the provider gets there, keys will be in the ignition. They will have that information. You'll get a text message with their name, phone number, and ETA. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with before I start looking for a provider?
All right. I'm going to just ask them how long are they going to be when they come, before they come.
Time could be anywhere between 45 minutes and 2 hours.
Okay.
You'll get that ETA on the text message.
Okay.
All right.